It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I have really great news for you out there, all you women who struggle with some, maybe menstrual cramps, menopause, and so many other physical challenges that we deal with at one time or another. Well, fortunately, today, the good news is that Dr. Cindy Gilbert is with us, and she has written the Essential Guide to Women's Herbal Medicine. The Essential Guide to Women's Herbal Medicine. Note the word essential. In addition, she's going to give you basic information needed about medicinal herbs, and she gives us so many easy-to-use formulations, and believe me, it's not only great for us, but it helps our pocketbook. I don't like going to the doctor or paying for prescriptions that we don't need. So this book is just a must-have for all of us. Welcome to our Family Food Kitchen, Dr. Gilbert. Herbs are still a bit of a mystery to some of us. So could you just take a minute to define what they are and why they have medicinal powers?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Ellen. So herbs are, you know, maybe a mystery to some, but I think probably a lot of your listeners already have herbs in their kitchen. You know, many of us are cooking with ginger and garlic and parsley and thyme. And these are not only great for seasoning our foods, but many of them have other qualities. So they could be antibacterial to help us fight infections. They might contain things like phytoestrogens, which, you know, can be helpful in a number of conditions like menopause. They can have antioxidant powers or anti-inflammatory things. So all of these different herbs, some of which we can find in our kitchen, and we'll talk about those, can help us in different ways with different health conditions.
Well, that is just great news for all of us. I think people underestimate that even parsley is just loaded with stuff. It's little, maybe, I don't know why it is, but we undervalue and underestimate the power of herbs from A to Z. So having said that, you mentioned ginger, and I in your book it says that ginger is helpful to those menstrual cramps, which I don't know a woman in the world who doesn't suffer from that for a very long time, hopefully not too seriously, but ginger is one of the herbs that you suggest is powerful. And I want to ask you to address that, but also to address whether we can use the powdered. You said it's in our kitchen. Because the powdered helpful as what we, you know, buying the ginger root and cutting it up. So how do we best use
absolutely.
Ginger?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right. So many women are suffering with menstrual cramps unnecessarily, and really, you know, ginger is great because it has been shown in research to be just as good as ibuprofen. So for all of those women taking their pain relievers, ginger is a great option. And especially if your menstrual cramps come with nausea. So if you get nauseous at the same time and get that stomach upset that happens with the cramping, then ginger is a great choice. You can, I always recommend the fresh root if you have it on hand, because you can slice it or grate it, and it will produce a really strong ginger tea. And you can sip that as it goes to help with pain. If you only have the ginger powder, that's fine, as long as it's not sitting on the shelf for too long. And I think that's one of the challenges with powders, is that they start to lose their power pretty quickly. So I know that in my kitchen, when we make cumin powder or coriander powder, we actually roast and grind once a month, so that we don't lose that. Because the more surface area you have, the more likely that the herb is going to degrade. If you just have the ginger powder, that is absolutely okay. You can still make a tea. You put the powder in hot water and stir it really well to have the same effect. Many ginger products are available on the market too in the health food store. That's going to cost a little bit more than making at home, but those are generally powdered as well.
So when I cook with ginger, which I often do, ginger powder, sometimes I use fresh as well, but if I'm just throwing in some ginger powder like I did last night and sweet potatoes, is that going to help me at all, or is that just a sort of too lightweight to really make a difference?
Well, it really depends on how much you're putting in. Most of us are not using the kind of doses that we need to reduce pain in a food, right? When we're cooking up a dish, ginger with sweet potatoes is a great idea. But right. you really want to be taking about a teaspoon of that ginger powder in okay. in one dose. So if you put a teaspoon into a large amount of food and you're sharing that with a bunch of people, then that might not be enough.
Right. Okay. Menopause. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got, now we're done with menstrual cramps. Here comes menopause. Now what do you do?
So menopause is, you know, it's so easy to treat with herbs in many ways. And again, you know, something you might have in your kitchen is sage. And sage, it gives us that peppery feeling. You know, we know that from cooking with it. But, you know, again, if you're using sage in a medicinal quantity as, you know, even as a tea, that astringency, that ability of sage to dry things up is going to actually help dry up hot flashes. And there have been some research to show this. So that's a good kitchen herb. The other thing that most people know about for menopause is soy. And soy has great research on it. It's really effective. And that's from the phytoestrogens I talked about earlier. So those are parts of the soybean plant that kind of mimics the natural estrogen in our body. So when we go through menopause, we have less estrogen that we're producing.
And
the soy can, you know, sort of augment that and take up the slack. The thing with soy is you have to be patient. It can take up to 8 months to reduce hot flashes.
Wow.
Whereas some other things may work faster, like the sage or black cohosh, which, you know, isn't an herb that people would have in their kitchen, but, you know, has been shown to reduce those hot flashes. And it's especially great for women where they might have a little bit of depression along with menopause, which is pretty common.
Wow. So I need to get some sage tea. I don't think I've ever done that before, but I thank you for that. Fibroids.
Yeah. Fibroids.
Ooh, that's another biggie.
It's another biggie, and so many women are struggling with this. You know, my favorite for fibroids is castor oil and giving yourself a good belly massage. Castor oil is something that many people may know as a laxative that their parents or grandparents may have asked them to take.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about taking it internally. Castor oil is great. Just using it as a massage oil or putting it on top of your belly where the fibroids would be in that lower pelvic region. And it is excellent as an anti-inflammatory. The other things, black cohosh is one of my favorite herbs for women because it works for so many different conditions. So black cohosh, and I talk about this in the book, has been shown to decrease the size of fibroids especially in perimenopausal
wow.
women.
So, wow.
you know, that's an herb we can look at. And if we go back to our kitchen, cinnamon in large doses, not just like, you know, a little bit here and there put in baking, but cinnamon used in conjunction with some other herbs can help to reduce fibroids again.
All right. So now we're running short on time, but I think everybody's getting the idea. I know you've got solutions for osteoporosis, but I want to jump ahead to joint pain or arthritis, which women and men deal with it too, but it's, you know, for us older women, we are aware of that. Maybe more than we want to be. And you have a cayenne cream, which really caught my eye. Explain
yeah.
that.
So cayenne is a great herb, and I do have that recipe in the book on how to make a cayenne topical cream. It's been studied really well and shown to work to increase circulation, especially when people have arthritis of the knees. And it can irritate. So you have to do a little patch test first. But it's because of that heat that we know and love, it's going to increase the circulation in our knees and decrease that pain.
Fantastic. And our hands, that's where I need to, you know, I'm going to go and do that today. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Dr. Gilbert, for being with us in our kitchen today. Everyone, now you know why we say look for the Essential Guide to Women's Herbal Medicine written by Dr. Gilbert at robertrose.ca. This is a must-have book for everyone. Thanks for listening today. Please come back again and find for all of our episodes, but look for the past ones on Radio MD and iTunes and iHeartRadio as well. Be sure to eat well and stay well.